This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday, I visited the Rolling Lawns Dairy Farm in Greenville. The farm hosted St. Louis area grade school students to teach them about their operation and show them where milk comes from. I had a chance to catch up with junior kindergarten teacher Patty Fellows and two of the parents on the trip. What school do you teach at and what grade?
Central Christian School in Clayton and junior kindergarten.
So you are out here today with your kindergartners, and what are your overall thoughts today? Besides the rain, I know that's kind of put a damper on things, but I think you still probably had a lot of fun.
We have. The kids haven't seemed to mind the rain at all. They are loving it. They've gotten to milk a cow and go to the different stations that the Turleys put together, and it's been great.
Have you done this before? Have you come out several years?
This is our third year to come out. Yes, it's been great.
And do the kids get excited when they find out they're coming here? And what about the parents?
I think so. I think both. I think we usually have a great turnout on parents who come out. And the kids, of course, love just a day to come outside and see baby animals.
And do you think that they learn a lot? Do you think any of your students really have an idea of where their milk comes from before they visit this farm?
We read a lot of books in the classroom, so I think most of them knew that, but it still is different to actually see it happen.
Sure.
And come out of a cow.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, and we're talking about students, and we also have some fellow parents here with us, and we're going to hear from Sabrine Rhodes. First off, Sabrine, what are your thoughts about today?
Oh, it's been great. We've made the most of the weather, and everyone's been kind and generous, and the kids are having a great time.
I'm assuming you have a student here, so what grade is your child in?
My daughter is in third grade.
And has she been having a great time so far?
Absolutely. She could probably spend all day here.
Is she learning new things, too? Do you think she was aware of where her milk came from and what a dairy farm looked like?
She probably wasn't, and I'm sure she'll be making those connections as we grocery shop this weekend.
Well, that's definitely great to hear. We have another parent with us today, Nikki Bukine. And Nikki, what grade is your child in?
I actually have two sons, one in junior kindergarten and one in third grade.
So a couple different ages there. Do you think both of them were aware of where their milk came from or what a dairy farm looked like?
Maybe my older son, because he came here in junior kindergarten, but my younger son, no. And it was very interesting because he was very scared going in to watch the cows be milked. But by the end, he was just looking and fascinated and ended up milking a cow thinking he wouldn't because he was too scared.
Well, that is awesome. So are you happy they had this experience to come out on the farm and see firsthand what a dairy operation looks like?
Very happy. It is important to know where our food comes from and important to know how they care for animals.
And does this give you a different perspective now? I mean, we're hearing the controversies on antibiotics in milk, and are farmers nice to their animals? Since you've been here and seen this firsthand, do you have any concerns?
None at all. It has really changed my perspective in a lot of ways of thinking, oh, I probably should be buying organic. But to hear what's really happening, they really care for the animals and they really go through an amazing process to make clean milk.
Once again, that was junior kindergarten teacher Patty Fellows and parents Sabrine Rhodes and Nikki Bukine at the Rolling Lawns Dairy Farm in Greenville. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Jersey County Historical Society is hosting their 25th annual Apple Fest on Saturday, October 3rd from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The festival will have fun for the entire family, including historical tours of the Cheney Mansion, Lone Star School, and several other buildings. Bring the kids to enjoy the bounce house, face painting, and the treat walk. Adults can visit the craft booths, enter the quilt raffle, and there are several food booths on site. There will also be musical entertainment and talent show performances throughout the afternoon. Again, that's the Jersey County Historical Society 25th Annual Apple Fest taking place this Saturday in Jerseyville from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. I will be visiting with the Historical Society tomorrow to find out more about the event, and we will have more info for you later this week. And since we are talking about an apple festival, I have a few apple facts for you to enjoy. The average size of a United States orchard is 50 acres. The world's top apple producers are China, the U.S., Turkey, Poland, and Italy. A bushel of apples weighs approximately 42 pounds and will yield 20 to 24 quarts of applesauce. The top apple-producing states are Washington, New York, Michigan, Pennsylvania, California, and Virginia. 100 varieties of apples are grown commercially in the U.S., and 7,500 varieties of apples are grown throughout the world. More than 6 million young people across the country will celebrate National 4-H Week next week. This is an annual celebration during the first full week of October. Research has proven that participation in 4-H has a significant positive impact on young people. Recent findings from the Tufts University 4-H study of positive youth development indicate that when compared to their peers, young people in 4-H are nearly four times more likely to contribute to their communities, two times more likely to pursue healthy behaviors, and two times more likely to engage in science, technology, engineering, and math programs in out-of-school time. 4-H is the nation's largest youth development program. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.